Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Why did Jesus come? Hallelujah. Just can you move this? Just those two. Amen. Please just be playing something, but let's work together. Amen. Why did, ask your neighbor, do you know why Jesus Christ came? Hallelujah. Now let's do, why do you think Jesus Christ came? To serve. Someone says, Jesus came to serve. Who else? Why did Jesus Christ come? To die for your sin? Huh? To save you? Right? If someone said their neighbor knows, yes. Why did Jesus Christ come? The neighbor is informed, he's smiling. Jesus came to serve, and he came to save us, right? What else? Anybody else? Huh? To set an example? To establish God's kingdom? To reconcile us, to teach us God's ways? Beautiful. We all have our own understanding and our own interpretation of why Jesus Christ came. Right? Now, if we continue with our own understanding and interpretation, we might miss the whole reason why Jesus Christ came. Because, you know, your neighbor might be coming here because they had nothing to do. So if you think everyone came for Jesus, you see, that assumption might rob you of many good things. Hallelujah. So I've noticed that most Christians, we assume many things. So we assume, Jesus Christ came to die. Jesus Christ came to do several other things. Though he did many things, but why did he come? You understand? You can do many things, but that's not why you came. Hello, somebody. You can do many things, but that's not why you came. Now, let's hear from Jesus himself. John chapter 10, verses 10. Let's hear from Jesus why he came. Because if we can hear why he came, we can understand and appreciate certain things in our lives. Hallelujah. Because we have understood from him why he came. John chapter 10, verses 10. And it's what I want to begin to dwell with. It's the secret of reigning in life. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus speaking. This was Jesus speaking. It was not John the Baptist. It was not a prophet. It was not nobody else. It was the man who came, speaking on why he came. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life. So Jesus tells us why he has come. I have come so that we might have life, and life in abundance, have it more abundantly. So Jesus Christ came for us to have life. The death on the cross was a means to an end. The cross was not the end. It was the means to an end. The cross was not the ultimate. Right? Come on now. Yeah, I know right now, some of you are not happy because Aspang and our man's just claiming, you know, we didn't do, you know, so it's like, oh, Pastor, when is our church going to get on with the agenda? Because, Pastor, I wanted to say it is finished. And I wanted to preach, I thirst. Huh? Does that make sense? Now, be careful of letting tradition and history define your Christianity. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus didn't come to die on the cross. That's why on Gethsemane is praying, Father, let this cup pass me by. Lord, there's another way we can do this. But if you insist that we do this through the cross, I'm fine with that. You understand what I'm saying to you? If the cross was the only way, Jesus would not have prayed that prayer. Because he's praying to his Father who can do all things. And he knows his Father can bring salvation any other way. Noah got salvation without the cross. Come on now. So, but the cross was a means to an end. All right? The cross is important. I'm not watering it down. But many of us have parked our life on the cross. Failed to understand. It's like you're going to the Century City Canal Walk, the mall, right? And you said, I want to go to the mall. And you get to the mall and you wait by the parking. Are you at the mall? Are you at the mall? Are you at the mall? No, but I met them all. I met them. How many say I met them all? How many say I am there, but not there? So as a child of God, the cross is the parking lot. Very important, because you can't get into the mall without the parking lot. We can't talk about eternal life without the cross. We can't talk about heaven without the cross. Because we had all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The cross was a necessary step for us to get eternal life. Hallelujah. But you see, many Christians have parked at the cross. Hallelujah. Many Christians have parked at the cross, which is a disappointment to God. Because if I give you a gift card, right? And I say, I've given you this, a 5,000 gift card, go to Canal Walk and have a great time. Ne? You get to the parking lot, you have not used the gift card. You are in a space where the gift card can work, but you have still not used the gift card. So most of us have assumed why Jesus Christ came. Jesus did not come to die. He came to give us life. But in the needing to give us life, it needed him to die. Does it make sense? I want to make a cake. In the process of making the cake, I'm going to break some eggs. I didn't wake up planning to break eggs, but I have to if I'm to bake the cake. So Jesus Christ says, I came so that they can have life. But in the course of having life, I must die on the cross. Because if I don't die on the cross, their sins can never be forgiven. Now he says, I have come to have life. Someone say life. Now the Greek word is zoe. Tell anyone, say zoe. Do you have that song? Zoe, zoe, I've got the life of God.
Now I'm living in victory.
All right. So Jesus Christ came to give us what? Zoe. Someone says zoe. Zoe is different from biological life. Because Jesus came to give people life who were already alive. They were already alive when he said, I've come to give you life. He was not at the mortuary. So that tells us there's different types of lives. And most Christians, though born again, are enjoying biological life. They have not started to tap into the zoe. That is the life of God. So John chapter 1, verses 11 says, he came to his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him. It's not by force, this thing. To as many as received him, he gave them power to become the child of God. So this life is power. Okay? He gave them power. He gave them life to become the children of God. Then it continues. Are we there? John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1, verses from verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. He says, let's put it up. Yeah, I don't want to use the pastor was saying. Check the Bible. Amen. He was in the world, Jesus. And the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own. And his own did not receive him. So today Jesus can be here and you can choose not to receive. Okay? But I love that part, the part. But those who received, he gave them the right to become children of God. To those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood. So, generational cases. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. So Jesus is talking about another birth here, another life here. This one is not biological. It's not according to the flesh or the blood or the will of man. It's not like two parents saying we want a child. This one is beyond human beings, right? But of God. So he came, he gave us the power to become children of God. Now, John chapter 4, God is a spirit, right? So it means if we're a child of God, you should be what? We should be what? So that means that if I am now a child of God, I am a spirit. Now, most Christians know that theoretically, have not proven it practically. Right? You know that if a child of a lion is what? A child of an elephant is what? A child of a spirit is what? A child of a spirit is a?
I'm a spirit.
Now, you are a spirit with a soul living in a body. But before you were born again, all you knew was your body and your soul. Yeah. Right? So if your body feels pain, you feel sick, you'd say, I'm sick because of what your body was feeling. Hello now? But when you got born again, your body became your house. Now, if it's raining, it rained on my house, but it didn't rain on me. Because I am not my house, I stay in my house. When you begin to understand this, it will change your life. When you don't just understand it, but believe it. When Jesus died and he came to give us life, he came to give us Zoe. Zoe is essentially a spiritual life. It's a life that we receive in our spirits. This life has power to affect our biological life. If you are sick here today, what you need is Zoe to overwhelm your biological life. Okay? That's all that you need. And there's plenty of Zoe here. Hallelujah. What is Zoe? It's the God kind of life. I know some of you who has tried to be a good Christian or a good person. Come on. You have tried to be a good Christian and you failed? You have failed dismally. Right? The reason why there are many Christians who fail Christianity is because we're focused more on trying to renew biological life instead of living from the Zoe. Okay? As long as you try to live Christianity from your biological life, your personality, you'll miss it. Because Christianity is a life of the Spirit. He came to give them Zoe. So this life is a supernatural life. Say supernatural life. So it must be lived supernaturally. So you are a spirit, you have a soul, you stay in a body. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. So the same way that if I'm going to go to the moon, I need a, what do you call it? Space shift and the space suit. I need a space suit to function in the moon. You also need a physical body to function in the earth. Your physical body is your earth suit. It allows you as a spirit to function in this world. Any spirit without a physical body is illegal. That's why we cast them out. That's why you're not seeing angels every day with your physical eyes. Not because they are not there, but because they are illegal. That's why even God himself had to take a human body, right? For him to come to the earth he had created. Because without a, if your body dies now, your spirit goes. It becomes illegal. It becomes illegal for your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when God wanted to make us live on this earth for a long time so that we can be a blessing to people, blessing to humanity, he said, I will give them Zoe, the God kind of life. Yes, sir. Does God fall sick? No. Can God be sick? No. Come on, talk to someone. I'm not sure. No, can God fall sick?
No, sir.
Can God be weak?
No, sir.
Can God die? Can God be broke?
No.
Can God be dumb, foolish?
No.
Can God be barren?
No.
Can God have cancer?
No.
Why can't he have cancer and all these things? Because he's God, right? And what makes him God? Okay, someone says a spirit. Now, there are other spirits that are of sickness. That means they are sick spirits. Okay? So why doesn't God fall sick, become broke? Why? It's because of the type of life he has. Okay? So God has a life that makes him God. He is God because of the life that he has. He's not God because he sits on a throne. He's God because of the life that he has. Amen. Now, God being good and being generous, he also came and he gave us that same life. Now, several of you are aware, if maybe somebody, maybe your grandparents or whoever had sugar diabetes, what do they tell you? It runs in the family. Chances are you are at risk because someone had it. So in its genetics, the genetics are affected, right? If someone had cancer, it means you're most likely going to have some cancer, right? It's lying to me. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm... So if your parents had sugar diabetes, they'll tell you be careful because what happened to them will also happen to you because of genetics, right?
Yes,
now, are you a child of God?
Yes,
now, does genetics work? The reason the reason someone had sugar diabetes is because their parents had sugar diabetes. And when the parents, the mother and father conceived the individual, guess what? Because they deposited the parents' genetics, the child has already been wired with what is in the parents.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The child is not wired by something from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
The child is wired by what is in the parents. In the parents.
Yes,
now, are you a child of God?
Yes.
Does it mean you have God's genetics?
Yes.
Do you have God's genetics?
Yes.
The child of a man is what? He is a man. The child of a goat is what? The child of a lion is what? The child of God is what? So the child of a lion has lion genetics. The child of a goat has goat. The reason that baby goat eats grass is it's pre-programmed. Now, does God fall sick? Is God broke? Is God weak? Is God... in his genetics, is he confused?
No.
Now, are you a child of God?
Yes.
What does that mean? It means as God is, so are you. Now, if God cannot be sick, so also you cannot be sick. If God cannot die, also you cannot die. If God cannot be confused, also you can say, I refuse a different genetic. Hallelujah. He came so that they can have Zoe, the God kind of life. You are not in the class of angels. You are higher than angels. That's why angels are ministering spirits, sent to minister to those who shall inherit salvation. You are not in the class of devils. You are higher than demons because you've got the God kind of life. That means as he is, so am I in the world. He was the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Wherever Jesus went, he healed the sick. Wherever I go, I heal the sick. Why? The life of God is working in me. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to die. I refuse to be broke. The life of God is working in me. Touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't be angry. It's an issue of genetics, Baba. It's an issue of genetics. I didn't choose to be blessed. It's just in my DNA. I didn't choose to be reigning in life. It's in my DNA. I can't do anything else. It's in my genetics. Herebakashata. So I've got the life of God in me.
Now I'm living in victory.
Hallelujah.
So I've got the life of God in me.
Please have a seat. So tell your neighbor, say it's genetics. Some of us, the reason we are dark is because of genetics. The reason we are yellow bones is because of genetics. The reason you are short is because of genetics. Now when you get born again, you have another genetic. It makes you supernatural. It makes you untargetable, unbewitchable, undefeatable. It's a genetic issue. It's an issue of genetics. Witches are wasting their time. I said witches are wasting their time. I am untargetable. I am undefeatable. Even if I look buried, these genetics, after 3 days, they wake up. Hey, do you know who you are? Hey! Yeah. 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 I said, yeah. Our DNA cannot be buried. Look at the first species, Jesus. After 3 days, iyavuka nje into yakhona nje bona. Nje into yakhona iyavuka nje phakathi thi. It is 3 days is too much. It's a genetic thing. It's not a prayer thing. Jesus, there were no prayer meeting. It was not a prayer point. Let Jesus rise from the dead. His DNA forbids death. Huh? Yeah. The reason you have been buried for so long, you didn't know your DNA. Your DNA forbids death. It forbids sickness. He says that even if you drink anything deadly, it shall not harm you. That's your... Listen, you can eat pap that has been poisoned. That poison will become vitamin C. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, I know my genetics. Yeah. You didn't pray for the height you have. It's an issue of genetics. You didn't pray for the weight you have. It's an issue of genetics. Listen to me, you're not going to pray for the next car you're going to drive. It's an issue of genetics. Hey! Hey, 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 hey. It's an issue of genetics. The same way I didn't pray and fast to become as dark as I am, I'm not going to pray to be blessed. It's part of my DNA. Money loves me. Money comes to me. Zoe, Zoe,
in me.
Hallelujah. Did you pray to be as cute as you are? It's just DNA, right? DNA is not fair, right? Huh? It's not fair, right? When you get born again, you have another DNA. Oh, it's not fair. Witches don't understand it. No devil understands it. Say, I know who I am. Yeah. So this life, you see, we're going to spend time studying this life. Because most people don't know what they have. And that's why they're praying to God for things that are part of their DNA. Elephants don't pray to grow tusks. They just grow. You understand? I'm not praying for nothing. It's just I'm manifesting who I am. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, this life, when you receive this life makes you into a new creation. It makes you into what?
A new creation.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. If I could afford to pray for everything. Are you still here? Today, we're changing your DNA. Remember that show, Ubanu Tatako? Remember that show? Did you guys watch that show? Oh, you watch Paternity Court? Yeah. Ubanu Tatako, it's all about DNA. After some time, we don't trust this one. So let's investigate. Okay? Listen to me. After this, they're going to be asking you, who's your father? And then they're going to say, no, my father is Mr. So-and-so. That, no, we don't mean that. Because him, we know. Him, we can figure out. But all of a sudden, we can't figure you out. All of a sudden, you're escaping every trap. All of a sudden, we try to send witchcraft. It's not working. All of a sudden, we try to close the doors, but they open the roof. Who's your father? And so, I didn't mean you meant that one. Because my father sits in heaven. Yeah, his name is Jesus. Right? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, if any man, if any woman, if any boy, if any girl is in, he is a? Now, if any man is on British Airways, which is flying to Britain, right? If any man is on British Airways, you're in British Airways, and it's flying to Britain, right? Does it mean you're British? It just means you're in British Airways that's flying to Britain. So you could be in church, but not in Christ. Different story. So the Bible didn't say if anyone is in church. It said if anyone is in Christ. Christ is a person, but Christ is a place. You can get into that place called Christ. Hey, Bazalwane, uyakwazi ungena ku Christu, uhlale kuye, u Christu. You can get into Christ and stay in Christ, because Christ is a place, is an accommodation, is a residential area. In the realm of the spirit, we don't stay in Kempspe or Constantia. In the realm of the spirit, we stay in the kingdom of light or darkness, in Christ or in the camp of the enemy. So the Bible says, if any man is in, is there somebody with a bag? Is that your bag? All right. Can I borrow your pen? So this is you. Please open the bag. This is? Now, come on, just watch me. This is you, right? You enter Christ. Just close it for me. You have entered Christ. Before you, we knew that you were pink. If we wanted to touch you, we'd touch you directly. But right now, where you have entered, we can't see you. We can't. No, show me where the pen is. The reason you are under attacks is because you are still visible. But if you enter Christ, crisis comes to an end. Bazalwane, come. I need, brother, come. Try and take the pen. Don't open the pen. Try and take it. Yeah. I can leave him the whole year. Hello? I can, because no devil can enter Christ. Amen, amen. No devil can enter Christ. Huh? No, because for you to enter Christ, you need to be born again. So no devil can be born again. Pastor, they're chasing me in my dreams. Enter Christ. Pastor, I've been trying, but this poverty is too much. Enter Christ. The reason poverty is finding you, you are not yet in Christ. Because the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are what? All things are adjusted. Come on, preach with me for a minute. All things are improved. All things are better. Kungcono bazalwane. What does the Bible say, sir? All things of sin are passed away. All things of failure are passed away. All things of poverty are passed away. All things of disease are passed away. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. And the Bible says, behold. Did you ever say, behold? It says what? What are we beholding? Some things. Ay man, ang husband we feel like anjan levers. Hey, levers eat all things, man. Eating levers. What does all mean?
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Tour podcast. Shalom.